definitely one of my favorite Bruno Mars songs there. Locked Out of Heaven, Big Police Influence. 919, good afternoon, Joburg. It is great to have you along for the ride on the Stateside Connection. Some Lee Cole in the triple play and Fergie on Fergalicious as well. So we are connecting with Alison Burchell this week, who is a South African, formerly from Cape Town. She has worked all over the world, from England to Switzerland, and has now, since March of 2022, been based in the Solomon Islands, which is a country to the northeast of Australia, several main islands, and then over 900 smaller islands. The majority of the population, subsistence farmers and fishermen as well. And she's been tasked with heading up the National Sports Council. She's the CEO of the National Sports Council for the Solomon Islands. And besides getting that organization established, she got the facilities built for last year's Pacific Games, and she's got to focus on getting the population more active, more healthy, more productive. She's doing some extraordinary work there. We had part one of my interview with her in the last hour of the show. This is part two now.
I did read that about 75% of the workforce there are subsistence farmers or fishermen. So how are you going about just trying to get the general population more active and healthy? What have been some of your approaches just to reach the people in those villages? Or give us some insight into what you do on a day-to-day basis in terms of that.
I think the past 2 years has really been focused on trying to get some staffing and plans in place. So, you know, it was a lot of backroom work. So we've done a strategic plan, which will be launching quite soon, trying to get some staff in place, and obviously supporting the delivery of the Pacific Games last year, which thankfully went off fairly well. They were probably the biggest ones that have been held to date in terms of numbers of participants.
Congratulations.
So I had very little to do with it. I was actually a medical volunteer working with the medical team during the games. But as you said, we've just, in fact, yesterday we finally got took delivery of 7 of the 11 facilities associated with sports. So we now need to open them up and make sure that they become as financially self-sustainable as possible, but taking into account the need for them to be accessible to the general population as well. Mm-hmm. But some of the things that we're doing, I mean, last year we had the opportunity to do some training with the Shandong Foreign Trade Vocational College. And so they sent some trainers down in athletics, boxing, and as well as doing some work with us in terms of sports organization and organizing events. And we took the opportunity to invite people from the provinces to come in and do those courses so that we could try and empower them so that when they go back to the provinces, they can actually apply some of the principles that they learned, some of the practical stuff that they've learned when they go back. And the feedback that we got from that is, you know, the NSC is starting to move in the right direction, which I agree. You know, it's really starting from a very low base. So we're looking at appointing some people to work in the provinces, so they become our arms and legs, and hopefully a couple of brain cells in the provinces as well, to work with schools and start looking at training some of the teachers to do physical education and a level of sport, because obviously the federations need to come and do the really technical stuff associated with their sport. But also going back into sort of the early childhood phase as well, so that kids in an organized and safe space can have fun and play games. Because as you know, early childhood is very important in terms of the development of the individual. You know, the brain and the stimulation that kids get at that particular point in time is very, very important. So we're looking at doing those types of things. We just done a paper for the Ministry of Education here, and looking at building physical education and trying to get a school sports structure in place slowly but surely, which would lead to the National Secondary School Games, which we want to revamp a little bit. And then I'm talking to them also about getting involved in the International School Games. So I'm trying to say that there are bigger things that if we get things right, that there's a pathway to bigger things and interesting things as well. We're just about to sign an MOU with the National University, so that'll lead to things like doing some research in sport. We need to know What are the activity levels now? Because if we don't know that, then we don't know if we're actually making any kind of impact at all. We need to have an understanding of what facilities exist and where. And ultimately, we'll also be looking at, you know, who's a trained coach and who's done safeguarding training and those types of things. So there are some, you know, my colleagues have now started a project where we're going to be training some of the prison warders to train the inmates in terms of physical activity. And I actually read an article the other day about inmates in another country. I can't remember which country, but they're now at the level they're doing marathons in the prison.
Wow.
They're getting very dizzy.
Yes, I would imagine
The courtyard or whatever it is. So,
as a marathon runner, I can relate, because when it's before in South Africa, when I was doing comrades training in Durban, I was running on the inside of a parkade because there was shelter there. So I can totally relate to that. Yes.
Yep. So I mean that there though we're looking at trying to do a program for civil servants, because civil servants are notoriously unfit. So we're looking at doing like basic fitness programs for civil servants. We're looking at learn to swim programs. We're looking at programs where parents can take their babes to our new 20-25 meter swimming pool, and so the babes can get used to water at a very young age and get a fit with it, because being surrounded by water, it makes sense that you know many people should learn how to swim properly and learn about water safety as well. So there are a lot of, you know, exciting projects that we've got coming through the system. So I just need to get some staff in place to be able, and train them quickly before I leave, so that, you know, there are some solid foundation building blocks in place, you know, so things can grow when I do leave.
Okay. Well, I did read it said of you that you eat challenges for lunch. So it sounds
like... Where did you read that?
It was a recommendation that someone had given you on LinkedIn, that you're a strong leader, a strategic thinker, and that you eat challenges for lunch. So it sounds like you're in the right place for this. Absolutely. Just in terms of building things from ground level up. Do you have a timeline? You mentioned leaving, but I wasn't sure if you had a cold stop for this in terms of when your time is over there, or if it's just that's your role to grow things and then move on once everything is set up.
Well, I essentially I've got a contract until the end of the year, so we'll have some discussions to see what the prospects are for staying, whether they want me to stay and whether I want to stay, you know. But at the moment I'm just focused on trying to get things done to the best of my ability, so that you know there's many of those building blocks are in place before I do leave, whenever that may be.
Okay. Well, Alison, thank you so much for joining us on 919. It's been fascinating to hear what you're working with on the Solomon Islands. And all the best for the next few months as you work and build up this infrastructure on that side.
Thanks very much for having me, Gertie. Appreciate it.
919, your soundtrack of happy moments.